This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The Grammy Awards, the music industry's big night, are broadcast tonight from Los Angeles. And unless you're lucky in the daily ticket lottery, this may be your only chance anytime soon to see a performance from Hamilton, the hip-hop history musical that's conquered Broadway. The Grammy-nominated cast will be performing live via video link from New York. But how much can this already hotter-than-hot show benefit from a live TV appearance? Sally Herships has more.
Not to sound ungrateful, but Hamilton doesn't really need any more publicity.
It's great to have the publicity, but you don't have the inventory.
By which he means tickets. Rick Ellis writes plays and musicals, including the Grammy award-winning Broadway show, Jersey Boys.
That's what's happening with Hamilton now. You can't buy a ticket. If a million people want to go to see Hamilton today, only 1,500 people can.
But Hamilton is opening additional shows in Chicago, L.A., and San Francisco, and its live performance tonight should help it reach a whole new audience around the country.
If you were to buy 5 minutes of national network time, it would be millions and millions of dollars.
But Hamilton doesn't have to pay. It's been nominated for Best Soundtrack.
What are those round, flat things with the holes in them?
Records. Lawrence Maslin teaches at NYU and is a musical theater historian. He says for a Broadway show, an album is like a long-term investment.
It's the gift that keeps on giving.
And Hamilton's cast recording has already set records on the charts. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.